Today's shiur we will discuss about the dinim about Psukah de Zimra. Chazal, or perhaps the Goinim, instituted saying Ashrei and the Mizmorim until the end of Sefer Tehillim before Tefillah to be for us a praklet, a defender. The Siddur Yavetz refers to Psukah de Zimra from the Lashon of Leisizmar, cutting. These Psukim cut the klipos that are being mekatrig against our Tefillahs. The Torah explains the reason for saying Psukah de Zimra based on the Gemara Brachas. La'olam yisad de shevachai koidem atfilah. One should organize the shevach, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he begins his tefillah. And so it's mashma from some of the Rishonim. However, the Arzur argues and learns the Gemara to be referring to the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. And also asks, why is it only by Shachris and not by Mincha? And therefore learns the reasoning for Psukah de Zimra as it's brought in Tosfos and the Rosh. She'ein oimdim l'tefila al mitach koivir roish v'simcha shal mitzvah. One should not enter into tefila except through koivir roish, a humility, and a simcha shal mitzvah, which is referring to it being Isaac and Divrei Torah. That is a true simcha shal mitzvah. There's a nafkamina between these two reasons, if one can learn during Psukah de Zimra. The Eish Avram asked on Nusach Ashkenaz, how could they add Psukim to the Nusach of Psukah de Zimra after Baruch Sha'ama? One is prohibited to learn during Psukah de Zimra. The Torah brings from Rav Natroi Goin that if one comes late to Shul and finds the Tzibar at the end of Psukah de Zimra, he should say Psukah de Zimra and not skip the Psukah de Zimra in order to join the Tzibah, because Chazal were masakin to say it specifically before Tefillah and not after Tefillah. However, some learn that this Hakpad is only with the Brachas, not to say Psukah de Zimra with the Brachas after Tefillah. If the Tzibah already began Berachas Krishma, and one does not have enough time to say Psukah de Zimra, and not even enough time to say Ashrei, in order to be Mispalel Shmoneh Esrei Bitziba, says the Rosh and the Torah and brought in the Shulchan Aruch, best is to daven Krishma and its brachos and daven with the Tziba Shmoneh Esrei. However, the Mishbur brings a Tshuvas Mishkanes Yaakov, that Psukah de Zimra is an early takana, and one should not be mevatel it, and therefore better to say Psukah de Zimra and miss Tefillah B'Tzibah. However, if one knows that he could say parts of Psukah de Zimra without missing Tefillah B'Tzibah, then he should do so. The minimum of Psukah de Zimra is Baruch Shama Ashrei Hallelu B'Kotshe Ishtabach, or at least Baruch Shama Ashrei Ishtabach. If one feels they don't have enough time for this, at least say Ashrei. If after saying the minimum, one realizes that he has time to say more, Rav Moshe Feinstein held one could now add more Psukah de Zimra, since it does not need to be said in order. The Seder is not ma'akiv. Not like the opinion of the Mishnah Brura that is somewhat mashma, that once one finished, they cannot add on more Psukah de Zimra out of order. In case of missing the Zman Krishma, one skips Psukah de Zimra. In case of need, one may say Baruch Shama and Psukah de Zimra before the Zman Kriyishma. The Mishbura writes that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Psukah de Zimra was Niskan for Shmoneh Esrei, women that are Mechuyiv to daven Shmoneh Esrei also need to say Psukah de Zimra. However, there are those that disagree with this and hold women are Peturais from Psukah de Zimra. However, if they want, they could say it with a bracha. One of the big differences between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar is in Psukah de Zimra. Nusach Ashkenaz says all the mizmorim between Baruch Shama and Ishtabach, in order that all of the mizmorim should have a bracha lefaneh olachra. There should be a bracha before it and afterwards. Since all these mizmorim are shevach of Hashem. And also in the nusach of Baruch Shama, we say, uvishirei David avdech nehalelcha. With the songs of David your Eved, we praise you. which seems to be saying that now we will begin to say the praise of Hashem through the songs of David. But beforehand, we did not say Shirim of praise of Hashem. However, Nusach Svar understood that the Takana was made for Baruch Shama and Yishtabach with these Mizmoirim in between, and not to add more to the Nusach. The Shulchan Aruch writes that one should say these Mizmoirim slowly and benachas, carefully, not to skip any words, rather to pronounce every letter, every word, like counting out money. There's a minig brought in Svarim to have a chazan say from Berachas HaShacha until Yishtabach, and the chazan would raise his voice as he ends off each piece. Other places have this minig only on Yomim Narayim. In reference to Baruch Sha'ama, Chazal were misakin a bracha before Pesukei Dezimra and a bracha after Pesukei Dezimra, similar to Halal. Since Pesukei Dezimra is referred to as Halal, for this reason, the Magen Avraham writes that if one is in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra and joins the Tzibur to say Halal with the Tzibur, he does not need to say a bracha on the Halal. It's included in the bracha of Pesukei Dezimra, since Pesukei Dezimra is also considered a Halal. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that Baruch Shama is different than other brachas that begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Rather, here it's in the middle of the bracha, and therefore the bracha does not really start until Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Makel Av HaRachamon. And therefore one could be mafsik in case of need until he finishes Baruch Shemai. The Torah brings that one needs to say Baruch Shema with a nigon, and the minig is to start to stand while saying Baruch Shema, even when davening b'yichidus. The bracha of Yishtabach, some say Shlema HaMelech wrote this bracha. We consider it a bracha smuch lechavrita to the bracha of Baruch Shema, and the mizmorim in between are not a hefsik, and therefore does not start with Baruch. And if one did not say Baruch Shema and said the Pesukei Dezimra, he should not say Yishtabach. Between Baruch Shema and Yishtabach, the Rishonim write that since they were misakin a bracha before and a bracha after Pesukei Dezimra, it is also to be mafsik with speaking, even for a mitzvah, from the beginning of Baruch Shema until after Shmona Esrei. May we all daven Pesukei Dezimra with the correct kavana and praise Hashem in the right way, so that our tefillos and our bakashas that we ask afterwards should be accepted by the Rebbein Shel Olam for the good. The Trumas HaDeshen, brought down by his Talmud in the Sefer Lekei Yosha, would take him 45 minutes to say Baruch Shama alone. All the kavanas that he had in Baruch Shama, the 13 times we say Baruch, Keneged the 13 Yigimu Midos, the 13 Yud Gimel Ikrim, brought down by the Rambam. Each Baruch Keneged, a different one. 10 of them Keneged the Asar Mamores, and the Rishonim bring down that the entire Pesukei Dezimra is set up in a way also, which speaking about the Maisa Breishis, the 10 of Mamores, which is Mechazik our Emuna and our reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we begin the Berachas Krishma and we go into the Shemona Esrei. Which, with that zuchus, we should all, our tefillos should all be answered for the good.